Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, the reading begins at verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Read it once again. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Blaming somebody else for your own sin. Blaming somebody else for your own sin. Our topic for this worship service: blaming somebody else for your own sin. Sin is an evil that has no solution except that which comes from Almighty God. There may be those who disagree with that, but sin has to be repented of. And ultimately, the repentance is to God, even though we sin against our fellow man. For that which we do against our fellow man is in rebellion unto the word, the will, the way of God. Because sin is rebellion against God. And so the ultimate victim of my sin is God. The ultimate victim of your sin is God. I want to repeat that. The ultimate victim of your sin is God. The ultimate victim of my sin is God. Because sin is rebellion against God. And anything we do to our fellow man against the word of God, against the will of God, against the way of God, is sin. Yes, it is sin against our fellow man, but it is sin against God. Cain, son of Adam and Eve, brought unto God an offering. But his offering was not pleasing in the sight of God. Abel brought unto God an offering that was pleasing in the sight of God. The word firstling is mentioned, which may have to do with Abel giving God the absolute best, the absolute first. Cain, seeing that his offering was not accepted by God the way Abel's offering was accepted, became angry. The Bible doesn't necessarily say it as far as I see, but the anger possibly was at God, but he took it out on his brother. You see, people oftentimes in their sin will take out their frustration on that which is near. Your employer, your supervisor, may be angry with his wife at home, but what he cannot say to her because of the ultimate consequences, he may say that and worse to you just to get it off his chest. Others around you may unload their emotions on you. They may be angry at somebody else, but they may take it out on an innocent person. And there are those of you who have suffered because of your being innocent and because of someone else's sin. People like to blame their sin on somebody else, and they construct great logical sounding reasons to make somebody else responsible for their own sin. As Christians, we encounter it often as we lift the word of God against the sins of the world. And they call us intolerant, and they call us evil, they call us ultimate conservatives, or they call us even sometimes terrorists, all because they are sinning against God, and they somehow know that it is sin. And really, their anger, in many cases, is directed against God because He has said, don't do what they're doing. But they take it out. They take it out on God's children. They take it out on the messenger. The king sends the message, but the messenger is standing in the village square, and they can't get to the king, so they kill the messenger. They hurt the messenger. They harm the messenger. And throughout history, it has happened. Sin is a terrible thing. And being in sin is a terrible, terrible, terrible condition. And so Cain was in sin. His offering was not accepted, and he reacted. His countenance was fallen. God said to him, you see, he asked him, why was he wroth? He was mad. He was mad, and his countenance was fallen. Haven't you seen people like that? Mad, and their faces just look the most terrible. And you would wonder, well, who did something wrong to them? Well, the truth is, they did it unto themselves, but they stand ready to take it out on somebody else. Blaming somebody else for your own sin. Blaming somebody else for your own sin. Have you ever done that? Have you ever blamed someone else for your sin? Are you the kind of person that just spouts off on people at the spur of the moment? More than likely, the source of your spouting is you and your sin. Someone said, what do you mean? I have a right to do this. Do you really? Do you really? You do it because you can. You do it because they don't oppose you. There are those of you who've killed people because of your own sin and because of the fact that you are angry at God and you strike out at His person. They, 2,000 years ago, couldn't get their hands on God the Father, but God the Son was among them, and they hanged Him on a cross. If they could have gotten their hands on God the Father, and if He had let them, they would have hanged Him on the cross, I believe. But they couldn't get their hands on Him, but they got their hands on the next best thing. They got their hands on God the Son. Man can be terrible, 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 terrible. So Abel paid the price for his sinful brother's sin. Abel lost his life because of his sinful brother's sin. His sinful brother became wroth because God would not receive his offering, because God accepted Abel's offering. So he was wrong in the way he offered, or the manner he offered unto God, because sin was crouching at his door. There was sin in Cain's life. And many of you perhaps have sin in your life. Sin is crouching at your door. And rather than repent unto God for your sin and then become acceptable, you sin more and in more grievous ways. Cain sinned and God said, your brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. God asked Cain a question. Where's your brother Abel? And Cain lied, I don't know. He knew what he had done to him. That's what sin is about. I don't want to talk about it. You see, when people say I don't want to talk about it, right away, that tells me that there is a condition of sin in that person's heart. Why would you not talk about it? Why can't we discuss it? Why can't we try to see what is what here and see if we can come to a meeting of the minds? No, I don't want to talk about it. To me, that is an indication that sin is crouching at the door. Sin is crouching at the door. And more than likely, they are getting ready to blame somebody else for their own sin. Sin is a terrible thing, and being in the presence of sinners can be a terrible experience. Sin is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing, and being in the presence of sinners can be a terrible, terrible, terrible experience, even a deadly experience. Cain, in the presence of his own brother, was killed by his own brother. Not because of his, well, not Cain, Abel. Abel, in the presence of his own brother. Abel, in the presence of his own brother, who was a sinner. Cain was a sinner. Sin was crouching at Cain's door. Abel, being in the presence of his own sinful brother, was in a terrible, terrible, terrible situation and suffered a terrible, 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 tragic, and deadly end as a result of not his own sins. Abel died for the sin of his brother, not his own sin. His brother killed him. He killed him because Abel had done better. Abel had done that which was right in the sight of God. His brother Cain had done that which was evil in the sight of God. And Cain, who had done that which was evil in the sight of God, killed Abel, his brother, who had done that which was right in the sight of God. Sinners are dangerous. You may not believe it. They may smile and seem to be the best guy when everything is going well. But you let the bottom fall out. Sinners have a heart condition that is terminal unless they come to Almighty God. Sinners have a heart condition that is deadly or can be deadly unless they come to Almighty God. Sinners have Satan on board. They have the philosophy of Satan on board. They have the evil of Satan on board in their hearts. He is there. His influence. They will curse. They will swear. They will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. They will make fun of you. And they will kill you. Oh, well, not everybody. Who would have thought that Cain would have killed his brother? They don't even know what they're capable of. That's why so many are in prison. There are many people in prison who are surprised that they actually did what they did in the spur of the moment. They killed people. They are surprised that they had that capability, because they did not understand the great danger any person has that carries sin aboard in his heart, sin aboard in her heart. Satan comes to steal, to kill and to destroy. He steals your heart. He steals your mind. He steals your perspective. He steals your peace. He steals your freedom ultimately. And he steals your life. And you go to hell unless you come to God. Jesus gave his life that you might come to God. Come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus just now. Stop blaming other people for your own sin. Stop blaming other people for your own sin. Stop punishing other people for your own sin. Repent of your sin. Get rid of your sin. Sin is crouching at your door. For some of you, for the last 60 years, sin has been crouching at your door. For some of you, for the last 80 years, sin has been crouching at your door. I have lived in environments where sin was crouching at the door of someone, where every other word was a curse word. That's the way it is in some military units. I'm sorry to say it, but I was in the military twice, and it is popular, or at least it was then, 40 years ago, cursing was the thing. If you were a soldier, you were kind of expected to do it. You were expected to have that perspective because you were a killer. Sin kills. Sin kills. Well, can I be a soldier and not be a killer? You can be a saved soldier. You come to Jesus. I remember in having said that, let me relate this to you. I'm not sure what post it was on. It may have been Fort Jackson, South Carolina. It may have been Fort Benning, Georgia. It may have been Fort Bragg, North Carolina. But on one of those posts, I, as a soldier, one Sunday morning, went into a military chapel. And the service began, and I was sitting there, and a soldier got up and began to sing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." That song on that military post that Sunday morning to a young soldier is still with me today, that very instance. So having talked about how so many curse, I still must say that in the midst of all that, the power of God reached out and touched a young soldier one Sunday morning in a military chapel on an army post. That soldier stood up, a Caucasian soldier, probably about 6 foot six, or not 6 foot four or six, with a deep voice singing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." And the Holy Ghost was in that song. The Holy Spirit was in that song. You don't have to carry sin. Even if you're in a military unit where everybody else is cussing and cursing, you can be the man that stands up one Sunday morning. You can be the woman that stands up one Sunday morning and sings, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." Yes, you can be in the military, and the Holy Ghost can be in your heart, even though all around you they may be cursing. Don't blame other people for your sin. Don't blame other people for your sin. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah. 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 In Abel's life, in Abel's life, I would not be surprised to learn when I get to heaven, I would not be surprised to learn that in Abel's life, God had been been crowned as Lord of all. Don't blame other people for your sins. This is light to guide our feet. 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Payne.